Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is going to be one of my favorite segments that we do all year. By the way, before we get to it, one more reminder. The NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of this month. You could win a four-pack of tickets to see it all. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register to win those tickets right there. And if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. So Solana goes to Heat Media Day every year, and he, you know, Solana hosts the Heat pregame show and postgame show on the radio station here, and he gets some sound, actual sound that he can use throughout the season, you know, talking about matchups and stuff, but he also does some work for our show. So let's get right into it, Crowder. Let's guess. You know, I have a take that hibachi is not meant for lunch.
Crazy.
Well, it's a show, and it's a big deal. And my point is, if you want chicken and rice for lunch, go to Pollo Tropical. Go to Chicken Kitchen. You don't have to sit at a hibachi restaurant while they fire up the onion volcano and throw a shrimp in your mouth. Like, that's for dinner.
Nothing's wrong with a little lunch entertainment. I'm, you know, I go to a shake spot, get a little some chicken wings, and see a show. It's the same thing. It's hibachi.
Well, here's what Heat players and coaches think about it. Let's guess. Kevin Love is first. What do you think Kevin Love thinks about hibachi for lunch?
He's in.
I'm going to say no. He's too healthy. He wants to plan an evening like I do. Jimmy, what do you think Kevin Love is going to say about hibachi for lunch?
I'm going to say no as well.
That he does not like. He will not endorse hibachi for lunch. Let us hear what Kevin Love said.
Would you ever eat hibachi for lunch?
Sure, why not?
Not too filling.
I've never done it, but you know, have a just plan for a lighter meal at night.
I never thought of that, but that is a good route to take. Just seems too heavy. It seems like a dinner meal, not a lunch meal.
Yeah, but think about it like this: if it's a heavy meal at dinner, it's gonna probably compromise sleep.
You need a nap though after you eat hibachi for
lunch.
You
need a nap. Bill, you got to build in a nap.
All right, Kevin Love hates you, first of all.
I can tell from the
tone of his voice.
I can confirm. Kevin Love does indeed hate me.
Secondly, stop kissing his ass. He goes, yeah, you have a lighter meal at night. And Solana's, oh, I had never thought of that. Really? You never thought of having a lighter meal at night when you have a heavier meal at lunch? You'd never thought of that, huh?
Solana, when you... when you know they're going to answer, do you have a rebuttal ready? Or
no, there's like a second and a half awkward pause. And Kevin Love's got to be thinking the same thing I was thinking. You've never thought of having a lighter meal? What's wrong with this
What
guy?
An astute point by you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Oh, what? Well, when you put it that way, that you could have a lighter meal at dinner.
It lightens you.
But I'm going to take the dub on that one because he's never done it before.
But he said it's no problem with it.
Yeah, but he's never done it. So I'm going to take the dub on that one.
Well, he never jumped out of a plane, but you would. You know, I think it's two sides on this, Hawk.
I think you have to give more explanation too, Solana. Like, not just hibachi for lunch. Like, you have to play it up a little bit, you know, with the onion volcano and sitting at the hibachi table and all that stuff. A little too cavalier by you.
Well, if you didn't like that, you're not going to like the rest of these then. And if you thought that was ass-kissing, just wait till the till the end of this game show with Coach Spo.
Well, he's next, according to my list. Are you ready? Here's what do you think Coach Spo is going to say? Crowder.
Ooh, yes. I think yes.
He's so fit. Why would, like...
His Filipino, the roots, the rice, the meat. Mm. Yeah, man.
That's good. That, you know what? You just talked it out like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That was good.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Spo's going to love it.
Jimmy, what do you think Spo's going to say?
I'm going to say yes. He does enjoy it.
He endorses hibachi for lunch?
Correct.
You know what? Right. And these guys are rich. Hibachi's a high-end type thing because it's just chicken and rice, but it's expensive.
He is so fit. I'm going to say no once again because I don't think Spo would ever consider having hibachi for lunch. Let's listen.
Would you ever have hibachi for lunch?
Hibachi? No, I wouldn't.
Is it too heavy of a meal for lunch?
Yeah, I'm not a big lunch guy, you know, so...
Really?
Yeah. I kind of eat on the run, you know, protein shakes, maybe nibble on something, and I'm out.
All right, and then big dinner, I imagine, something healthy.
Yeah.
Like salmon or chicken or something like that.
Or burgers. I mean, dinner's the meal, so that could be steak, that could be whatever. But during the day, you know, we have some things to get done.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Guess what Spo had for lunch today? Probably a salmon packet, and I bet he travels with them too, you jackasses.
That's a tie.
What?
Because he said he doesn't even eat lunch. So he can't
eat. He said no. Solana said, do you have hibachi for lunch? No. You couldn't have been more direct. No.
He doesn't eat
Solana
lunch,
giggled
though.
Like a little girl. Did you hear that? Because Spo goes, yeah, I eat something very light for lunch. Really don't eat lunch. Oh, you don't?
What a Winnie the Pooh. I missed it.
Play that again. He's like, oh, you don't?
Would you ever have hibachi for lunch?
Hibachi? No, I wouldn't.
Is it too heavy of a meal for lunch?
Yeah, I'm not a big lunch guy, you know, so.
Really?
I kind of eat on
that's
the
all
run.
I need. Oh, you don't eat lunch.
Believe you're misrepresenting the giggle, but all right.
What was funny about that statement, though?
Right. Oh, you don't eat lunch.
Did he tickle you? Did he reach across and tickle you?
Was Gary Abar tickling you under the table?
You don't eat lunch.
Hey, it's called building a rapport, okay?
It's called getting a restraining order. I've
seen all the greats do that. Oprah, Jim Gray, I've seen them
all. He doesn't need lunch. Boy, I tell you that I travel with a salmon packet for health reasons. Everybody jumps on me like I'm at the bottom of a dog pile. Spo says I like to get a little snack or something. Like, oh, it's so great. Oh, this is like a private Dave Chappelle concert.
That's called rapport.
What about Josh Richardson? What do you think, Josh Richardson? Hibachi for lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Rich, a hood dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go yes on that one, too. If I'm in the mood for hibachi, I'm getting hibachi. It doesn't matter what time it is.
Eat what I want.
Jimmy?
I'm going to say yes as well.
All right, we're all in agreement on that one. Let's hear from Josh Richardson.
Would you ever eat hibachi for lunch?
Yeah.
You'd go to Samurai or
yeah, I would.
For lunch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not too heavy of a meal?
It is what it is.
And then you're having dinner again later?
I mean, probably a small dinner, but yeah, I would eat hibachi for lunch.
That's funny again, huh?
Yeah, it's funny, huh? Crazy that someone would eat a light meal if they had a heavy meal during the day. Sonic can't believe.
They have Cat Williams and Eddie Murphy on the team. This is the funniest team in the world.
But somebody. You nailed that with Jay Rich. That was exactly what you were yeah. Like, yeah, I want about
you. What I want, bro. Yeah, he good. I actually met Jay Rich. I would have bet money on that answer.
All right, how about Jaime Jaquez Jr.?
Yeah, he's young. I think he this gen whatever.
But that I was going to use that as a negative where he's still new to the league. So he's like locked in and isn't deviating. Because I have two schools of thought. He's young and has money. So heck yeah, I'm going to get hibachi for lunch. Or I'm trying to make my way in the league. I want to play for a long time. Like no chance am I eating hibachi for lunch.
I think he's living. I think he's still living. I say yes.
I'm going to say no. Jimmy?
I'm going to say no.
All right. Let's hear from Triple J.
Would you ever have hibachi for lunch?
Yes.
You would go noon, 1 p.m.?
I would have hibachi for lunch. Yeah. I'm not opposed to that. I don't think – are you saying that's just a dinner spot?
I think it's a dinner spot. It's too heavy of a meal for lunch because then, like, you almost need a nap after you have hibachi.
No, I mean – I hear where you're coming from, but at the same time, I would still have it for lunch. I mean, you know, depends on what you get, I guess, you know, if it's fried rice versus just white rice or, you know, chicken versus steak.
But if you're going white rice at hibachi, I mean, order out some Chinese,
yeah,
right?
I agree. But I would have it for lunch. I'm not opposed.
Oh, interesting. So, Lana, that was a great follow-up because that's what I was thinking, too. What do you – I mean, white rice. I mean, if you're doing hibachi, you're doing the fried rice. What are we doing here?
But then he laughed again.
He's got he's got a tick.
You know who's doing white rice.
The Spo one was my favorite. I would just have a light meal for dinner. All right, we've got more of these to play. We're going to play these throughout the afternoon. We're going to do more at 3 o'clock because even just on the hibachi, we still have to hear from Khalil Ware and Duncan Robinson. So start thinking about what you think they're going to answer and then start thinking about what they're going to answer about the movie Step Brothers because we ask them if Step Brothers is an all-time classic or not.
I got Step Brothers. Yeah, I know.
I hope we have a whole bunch of no's because then I'll know this team is locked in and capable of winning a championship. If they all like Step Brothers, the season's already over.
Generational Hawk.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want to hear what Kevin Love had to say about being struck right there in the penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Before we get into headlines, let's play another couple of these Heat Media Day cuts. So we left off with Jaime Jaquez Jr. We played him, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have two left here. Whether you would eat hibachi for lunch. Khalil Ware, their number one draft pick. Crowder, Khalil Ware, hibachi for lunch.
I want to give Khalil some love because he came to Cracked, the Buffalo game, and he patronized the business. So, Khalil, I appreciate it. And, yes, I think he will eat hibachi for lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to go yes on this one, that Khalil Ware right now, everything's always gone his way so far. Like, you know, he's a star in, I'm sure, middle school, then high school, college. Like, he makes the rules. So I'm going to say yes, he will eat hibachi for lunch. Jimmy?
I'm going to say yes, too.
I thought it'd be funny if Jimmy's like, Lishanatova. He thought he was still in the 305 alarm.
He can't. He's not going to finish his meal because he's as thin as a rail, but I think he'd try to eat it.
Let's hear from Khalil Ware.
Would you ever eat that for lunch?
Of course. A steak and shrimp.
Right, but isn't it too heavy of a meal to sit down like at noon or at 1 p.m.? Right now, it's 12:30 to go sit down and have that huge meal for lunch?
Not at all.
No? You have a big appetite?
Yeah.
But then you have to take a nap after, right?
No, I just go get on the game or something.
All right.
That was creepy.
Why do you keep doing that laugh?
But he goes, hey, you got a big appetite, huh? Got a big appetite?
No, it wasn't like that, man. What are
that
you
was
about?
So creepy. Oh, yeah? You got a big appetite?
You were hitting on him.
That's what I felt like. Oh, you got a big appetite, huh?
I don't want to do these anymore.
Big man, big appetite, huh? About
noticed earlier you have big hands.
What does that mean?
Oh, big appetite. Oh.
Yeah, look creepy fella. Going to the Heat now. Hey, I'm not talking to the little creepy dude no more. Where does he work?
Suppose like, oh, I know that guy. Like, he guy? Yeah. All right, how about Duncan Robinson?
Guaranteed giggle on this one.
Oh, well, Duncan may giggle on this one because Duncan's me. Duncan will not eat hibachi for lunch because he is me. He and I have been kindred spirits every media day. He always kind of, you know, he always goes with my answers.
I think I'm going to go yes on everyone. I think hibachi has something to do with finances and all these dudes are rich.
Jimmy, what do you think about Duncan Robinson?
I'm going to say no.
All right, let's listen to Duncan Robinson.
Would you eat hibachi for lunch?
If the situation called for it, yeah, I would.
And what's the situation?
I try not to function in absolutes in any context. So, yeah, would there be a scenario where I would eat hibachi for lunch? For sure.
Isn't it too big of a meal?
No. Would I eat it for lunch every day? Of course not. But could I eat it for lunch? Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're telling me. Have you ever had hibachi for lunch?
No, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't.
Okay. All right.
I don't eat hibachi a lot. I've probably had hibachi like 3 times in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Not a big hibachi.
You don't like the onion volcano?
No, it's cool, but it's just it's not a place that I frequent.
All right.
Yeah.
See, that was good. Like, he asked every follow-up question I would ask there. But that, I mean, if the situation called for it, what situation would call for hibachi at lunch? Like, you're going to end the hostage standoff? But if you have hibachi at lunch, sure, I'll break my rule as well if the situation called for it.
I don't
He's
like
not the, having hibachi for lunch.
And I don't like the person that I don't live in absolutes. So I'm never going to give you a yes right. or no answer. Yeah.
Right. Because yeah, we're not going to hold you to this, Duncan. It's a hibachi question for an AM radio station. Like, you can live in absolutes on this one because no one cares.
I'm going to catch him, Benihana, in a couple weeks, and now he lied to the world. Take it easy, buddy. You did giggle, though, Solana. I called that.
Yeah. That was worthy, though. Where'd you giggle in that one?
Where'd I jiggle?
Where did you jiggle? I know where you jiggled.
Jiggled like Ware. Khalil Ware. Big man, big appetite.
That's your creepy nickname for you. Heard of the big hurt? Is the big appetite. And he gets into the game. Solana's like, oh, here he comes, the big appetite.
That's my boy.
Shoot around. Hey, big appetite.
It's just crazy dude away from here.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.